Well, we're glad to have everybody with us tonight. We have many visiting here for gathering with families for this time of Thanksgiving. If you'd like, I'd encourage you to turn with me to Psalm 107. Psalm 107. And read with me, beginning in verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. In this Psalm 107, there are, if you read it and take the time to read it, I would encourage you to do that. There are four examples given of individuals, people in certain conditions, physical examples, a wanderer in the wilderness, verse 4, in desert places. Verse 10 talks about prisoners in misery and in chains. Verse 17, fools who are afflicted because of their rebellion and their iniquities. And also in verse 23, sailors, people who do their business on the sea, find themselves in a great storm and at the point of death. And in each case, it will say, they cried out to the Lord. And it will say, he delivered them. He saved them. He brought them out of harm's way. And in each case, it will say, let them give thanks to the Lord. Their response should be the same. In their saving, they should be thankful. Well, I don't often find myself wandering in desert places and wilderness, or prisoner in chain, a fool afflicted because of iniquities. An argument can be made there. A sailor lost at sea in a great storm. That hasn't happened to me yet. But have I found myself lost? And do we find ourselves in places where we need to cry out to the Lord? Yes. And he saves us. Ephesians chapter 2. So Ephesians chapter 2 What does Paul say to the Ephesians? And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved. And raised us up together. Made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. And God has saved us when we cry out to him and when we've responded to the gospel. And he saved us through his Son. Chapter 1 and verse 7 says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. And so you see, spiritually, we could be wandering in the wilderness, or prisoner, bound in chains, a fool afflicted in our iniquities, and a sailor lost at sea. But let us cry out to the Lord and beg for mercy. And he'll save us. Respond to the gospel and be redeemed. Redemption from our sins. The end of Psalm 107 says, whoever is wise will observe these things. They will understand or consider the loving kindness of the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. If you need the gospel, come forward as we stand and sing.